What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, friend of the show, going to Baltimore, Maryland. Talk to Kevin Broders at Morgan State, the Bears out of the MEAC. Coach Broders, going to talk to you again as always, man. I love your orange Morgan State gear over there, man, representing Under Armour. I see you.
Thank you, man. That's our colors, you know, that orange and blue. So, got to rep it proud.
No doubt. Coach, can you believe you're going to your fifth year already, man?
Fifth year. I mean, I'm so happy, and I think, you know, things are looking up. Proud of, you know, the summer we've had with these guys and just looking forward to this fifth year.
100%, Coach. And I'll ask you, man, from the time you got to Morgan to now, talk about the growth in your program, man, the growth in your culture, growth in the type of young men you had come to Morgan State to show what you've built here these past 5 years, man.
You know, it's been an interesting ride, to say the least. We've had some really good players in the program, some first-team all-league players. We played in one championship game. You know, we won successful, Norfolk beat us, but we look forward to getting back to that championship game and winning it this year. You know, we like what we've brought in. You know, we've had good players, Troy Baxter, Lazio Graniston, you know, DeTorian Ware, and some of the main, the holdovers we had, Stanley Johnson, I think, yeah, Stanley, David Syfax, Sherwin, Devinish Prince, and one of the main ones who stayed the whole time, Malik Miller and Isaiah Burke. You know, Isaiah Burke had an unbelievable year for us this past year. So now we're just trying to build off of that and, you know, go to the next level. You know, we got some really good players that came in. Winston Taft, that was once all rookie in the ACC, played at Boston College. We got Kyron Oliver from New Mexico State, Miles Thompson. Then we got some big kids. We got a 7-foot kid that we think is going to be really good, Christian Oliver, and a 6'10 kid, Alan Udoma. You know, we got some really good players, and we got some good returners, Cam Hobbs and, you know, Kayvon Wiggins, Will Thomas, and Rob Lawson. So we're looking good. You know, we just got to stay healthy. That's the big thing with our program. We have been so unfortunate with the injury bug. So hopefully we can get through this year healthy, and you know, the sky's the limit for us.
Especially in that non-con schedule, we have to play those guarantee games to stay healthy, because I feel like that gauntlet for a MEAC school or a SWAT school, when you have to play all those bye games to raise money, do your part.
Yeah. You know, that's
make sure you guys are healthy.
You sign up for that. You know what you're coming into when you come in. And someone say they don't know, they didn't do their homework. But, you know, we go to High Point this year. We go to Campbell. We go to Arizona. We go to BYU. We go to UVA. You know, then we play at home against UMBC. We go to Towson. We got a pretty good non-conference schedule. I like our schedule, you know, and we have a few non-ones, but I really like our schedule, what we put together. And, you know, we go to Cancun Cal, the Cancun Challenge, which is going to be tough. We play Radford. We play Fresno State. So we got a pretty tough schedule, but I think we're up for it.
No doubt. Getting the passport stamp for your guys, man. That experience for them, too. No, it's a business trip, but it also expensive to go another country and spend Mexico to somewhere different, too, as well.
Oh, yeah. We got a big trip coming up this weekend. We leave to go to Paris. We're playing over there. We raised the money to go play abroad. So it should be a great experience for these young men and women, because we're taking a few managers and, you know, we take in administration, so it should be a very good experience with this program.
And Coach, how important is getting those extra practices in with your new guys coming in to be able to kind of get a free look to kind of see what you have over playing abroad and seeing what kind of what you need to tweak going into the fall here into the season in November?
It's been really good because our guys have gotten to stay around and gotten to know the lay of the land, got to, you know, get to mingle with each other and get to do some special things. It was big. And, you know, you get like 1 month out of the summer to do summer school with them. But this is even bigger. You know, you expand this like 2 more weeks. And I think it's really good for our culture and our guys, getting them to learn what we're trying to do, who we are, what we're trying to be about, and get ready for the tasks in front of us.
100%, Coach. Now, for like this, man, this time of year for me, Coach Brodus, is when I feel like I became a better player and kind of got to know my teammates. Because this time of year, not really a student per se. You have a class or two, but you can really focus on your craft, team building, learning your coaches, learning the environment, like you say, because this is where you build that callus for when adversity hits in the season. You stay together and you don't fracture, because the summertime workouts, man, you bonded in me and became one.
Yeah, I take a page out of big coaches, Big John, who I worked with when I was at Georgetown all those years. You know, this is the time of year when champions are made, the downtime, when people don't see the grunt in the gym, in the weight room. You know, all people see is when you play on TV or see it when you're playing in the games, but they don't see what goes on behind the curtain. And this is what I call behind the curtain, the weightlifting, the practices, you know, the special bonding. This is big. This is when you win championships right now.
And Coach, talk about the strength coach. That's the very important piece of any college program, because that strength coach sees us more than you all see us.
And I tell you what, the strength coach for our program is huge. Ruben has been he's a high major strength coach, and we're blessed and lucky to have him. And we didn't have him last year, and it showed down the stretch when we limped to the tournament down at the MEAC. We just wasn't physically, you know, there like other teams. I'm not making excuses, but now that we've had him back, our guys look stronger. They're faster. They're bigger. They jump higher, seem like. So it's really big, and I think we're lucky to have this guy. I mean, he's really into it. He's invested.
And fans don't understand that, back coach, because – they see the product on the court, but you got to get strong, you got to build your muscles to build that resistance to be able to go through 35 games. Then that when you get in the conference play those pretty much every other day off what you're doing, because That's where your tear and strain for practice shoot arounds. You gotta be fit for that. And if you're not fully conditioned the right way, like you said, you will break down. It's not an excuse fancy to realize, hey, if you break down, things gonna happen if you're not fully fit the way you wanna be.
Absolutely. I mean, that's big. I mean, if you've been at any other levels, you know, it's almost he's a part of the staff. So we're just lucky and blessed that we have one and a really good one. So I'm happy with our guy. Very happy with him.
100%, Coach. And Coach, I'm asking this, man, as you've seen the things change with the COVID, you're still out there and, you know, guys wanting better players or known commodities at the higher levels. Have you been able to get your hands on some better JUCO kids or some better high school kids that you just want to get your chance to talk to because their attention's not on them right now because they want the non-commodity and a little older with that COVID year still floating out here?
Yes. It's funny you say that because we got a kid, DeMarjan Tops, that we wouldn't have never gotten out of the JUCO. Him and, you know, the kid Christian Oliver from East L.A., 7 feet. I mean, he was getting high major looks when I went out 2 years ago to see him. We couldn't even talk to him. And he's in our stable, and we got Big Allen from Florida Southwestern. So we've gotten this year some guys that we wouldn't have never gotten at this level. I mean, those are mid-major plus borderline high major players. So I like them. I like what we got. And I think if they do what they're supposed to, we're going to be really good.
And, Coach, I think this too, man, going to Tennessee State, as you know, man, I feel like this, man. I'd rather be a big fish in a small pond than be a big fish in a big pond because guess what? If you're the eighth or ninth man in Maryland or Georgetown, you cost yourself money on the back end. If I'm at Morgan State balling like crazy or Tennessee State balling like crazy, guess what? I might get some big dollars because I'm putting out a film when I'm getting better. People seeing me showcased every night rather than me getting a few shots here and there based on the matchup. You know what I'm saying?
So right. I know what you're saying.
So some guys don't see it that way. I want to make that money on the back end and get it on the front end.
I just rather get the money regardless when. Just let me get it.
No
front
doubt.
Or back. Front or back.
No doubt. And for feeling also about Morgan State, by even in DMV, man, that degree a young man gets from Morgan State goes a long way because of the networking. You're right down the road from D.C., a lot of good internships, a lot of people on network, getting the government, getting the sports, getting the whatever, finance. D.C.'s right there. But talk about that piece of Morgan State, Coach, that academics and the degree and opportunity, networking opportunity for young men who will want to come up there and be better basketball players and get a life off court for a good degree, networking the right way.
Being that Morgan is a national treasure, people all across the country know about Morgan. I was just in Cancun and I had a Morgan t-shirt on. Someone pulled me up. I was in the Bahamas a few months ago. I go to different states when I'm recruiting. Someone always say, oh yeah, so-and-so in my family went to Morgan or so-and-so, you know, Morgan degree is worldwide. I mean, you can go anywhere in the country and put your degree on the table and say, I'm from Morgan. And people will know, not just the DMV, anywhere in the country. And that's a big, big plus for, you know, a university. You know, we're not just any fly-by-night university. We are accredited big-time university, especially on the academic side. We put out engineers, business guys. I mean, you name it, we put them out, and they top flight.
No doubt. For people that understand, you're not going to go as coach. Eventually, basketball has balance and football stops kicking for us. So having that degree is what you need. Like, I'm an example of it. I have a degree in business. And that I've had a show for 15 years, degree in business. My degree in communications, but I use my degree to be able to sell this show off the air, syndicate the show myself. So I'm as of any young man looking, there is a life after you get through playing. And if you use your degree the right way.
Exactly. That's big. I mean, I went to two HBCUs. I went to Grambling first out of high school. Then I graduated from Bowie State, you know, Hall of Fame there. Bowie played there. Having that HBCU backing is the end thing now, but it's always been in. It's going to always be in. Because once you're HBCU educated, you're educated to the world, to I mean, the country, everything, because people know what you've gone through, been through, to strive through to get to where you were, so get to where you're going. So I get it. I understand it. I preach it. I mean, you know, I lived it. So now I'm giving back to these young men. And I've been at every level, you know, so I know how it is. And I used to always tell the guys at Georgetown, I would never trade my education where I went for coming here. Now, I love working at Georgetown, love the people, great university, but it's just something special about HBCUs.
No doubt. You can't recreate the bands, the pageantry, whether it be home game, road game, just another level to it, man. That's like,
but the biggest thing, you know, about HBCUs, that a lot of PWIs, whatever you call them, you know, it's a 40-year investment. People go back to homecomings for the next 40 years, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't get that at some of the PWIs. People, once they leave there, they done with those places, you know. I've seen it. But people go back, they come back to Morgan, Bowie. I've been back to Grambling. You see people like, whoa, you know, and they say, we come every year. And that's the beauty of an HBCU. It's the family atmosphere.
No doubt. No matter what I'm doing in October, I'll be at Tennessee State's homecoming, no matter what happens.
I hear that.
I got to take off, do what I'm doing, I'll be there.
You may run into Oprah.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Or some of those Hall of Fame football players that went to Tennessee State.
Yeah, Richard did. You know, all those great guys, man. You know, he had two Charles Jones yesterday. They definitely show up, and I'm so sad that Carl Humphrey passed away from a Falcon. He was always good to me as well. And also, I've been in Atlanta. I had to go to the AUC. Clark Morehouse, I got to go that one, too, because I'm from here. So I go.
I got you.
If they got that one, too. Now, last one for you, Coach. You got a young man on your roster who's from the town I live in, Stockbridge, Cameron Hobbs. For the people in Atlanta, tell us about how Cameron's grown in your program and what role you see him playing for you this year, being 5'10", doing what he does, man.
Cam's our leader. He's our on-the-court leader and off-the-court. I mean, as Cam go, we go. I mean, he's grown a lot. You know, we took Cam as a walk-on. I worked for his uncle at George Washington. I was assistant. It was just one of those type things. You take someone, he's family. I didn't know Cam was that good of a player. And he has turned into, he was our newcomer of the year. He may have made one of those all league teams, third team or something, but he'll be something to reckon with this year. I mean, he is special. We got a couple guys from Georgia, and he's one. DeMarzion Tops and Xavier Valley. We like what they bring, the toughness. But Cam is our leader. He's our shooter. He's everything for us.
Yes, Cam go, the Bears go, and I'm happy that he lives from the town I live in. So I live in Stockbridge, Georgia. He was Stockbridge, Georgia. So, hey, I got to show my man love, my fellow 138 brother down here in Stockbridge, Georgia.
We got to send out prayers to his family. His grandma passed yesterday, and he's just getting back, you know, sad. You know, the Hobbs family, we got to send our prayers out to them because she was a beautiful lady, you know, and she fought all. I think she was 93. I mean, just sweet lady. So the Hobbs family is family, and we send our prayers out, but we're thinking hopefully big things for Cam this year for us.
No doubt, send prayers to the Hobbs family. I know how that we do. I know how that goes, man. How our grandmothers and black families are matriarchs of our family, yes. Not pillars, not anchors. So, yeah, I totally share those sentiments, Coach. Big condolences to the Hobbs family, and I send them my well wishes as well and blessings as well, Coach.
Okay,
Coach Boswell, thank you for your time today, Coach. As always,
appreciate it. Love you, coming on. I love to come back on anytime. Thanks for having me, and good luck this year with everything. And may see you at one of those games. Maybe if Tennessee State play Grambling, I'll see you down there.
I think I may make that trip for sure, Coach. I might make that trip for sure, man. Hey, a heck of a rivalry. I wish we played more often. TNC okay. Grambling.
All right. Well, thank you, boss man, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you, Coach. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.